This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number three here on Free Talk Live, this live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
You can call Free Talk Live, talk about anything that's on your mind. Ian is not in the studio tonight, but he will be again tomorrow. And, yeah, look forward to that. You got the B team here tonight. So let's get right into the phones. We got Ralph in New Jersey. Oh, of course, he wants to talk about Obama. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Melanie and the rest of you.
Back off of your phone a bit, Ralph. You almost made me go down.
Okay, yes, indeed, Wolfman. Good evening to you, white girl, hey, Wolfman. You know, I want to talk about...
Is your phone made of a tin cannon string tonight?
I'm going to have to put you back on hold, Ralph, so you can talk to the board op and see if we can get this phone situation squared up. I'm really sorry. It is just impossible to hear. So, there you go.
Ralph is bad enough to understand anyway, but let alone when he connects on this tin cannon string.
I guess so. I've got from ZeroHedge.com an article here that says, apparently Harvard shocked by a study that each $1 minimum wage hike causes between 4 and 10% increase in restaurant failures. A shocking discovery was made when a pair of researchers at Harvard Business School decided to analyze the impact of higher minimum wages in San Francisco on restaurant failures.
Okay, so my first thought when you said a shocking discovery was... the group doing this, were they people that did not understand economics? And then you said Harvard Business, and that confirmed my suspicion that they don't actually understand economics because they're learning government fixes everything.
Entitled Survival of the Fittest, the Impact on the Minimum Wage on Firm Exit. That means going out of business, folks. The latest study... on the devastating consequences of minimum wage was conducted by Dara Lee Luca and Michael Luca and concluded that each $1 increase in the minimum wage results in roughly 4 to 10% increase in the likelihood of a restaurant going out of business. In this paper, we investigate the impact of the minimum wage on restaurant closures using data from the San Francisco Bay Area. We find suggestive evidence that an increase in the minimum wage leads to an overall increase in the rate of exit.
See, this is the kind of obvious stuff that they're stealing money from you to study.
Yes.
It's obvious to people that actually understand supply and demand.
It's obvious to people who understand existing in life. If something costs more, less people can afford it. This is not surprising.
It's kind of funny because of the Goodwill Hunting quote, like you dropped $150,000 on an effing education that you could have got from $1.50 in late fees from a public library. Right? Like, I mean, you know, we all knew this. I don't know that we knew that for every $1, it causes between 4 and 10, which is pretty wide.
I didn't know the exact numbers, but I don't think those matter too much.
Yeah. It's,
right, and this really boils down to a flawed understanding of how minimum wage actually works. And I've seen this image that depicts it perfectly to where it shows a bunch of houses on a hill and right next to a lake. And it's like, what people imagine increasing the minimum wage is like. And it shows the water level rising and the houses below that level just all of a sudden floating above water level. And then there's another picture that says what it's actually like. And now you've got like three houses underwater. Because when you increase the minimum rate that you're allowed to pay someone, and right now at the federal level, that's $7.25. So if your son, Mark, came up to me and said, Daryl, I will do some work. And I said, I'll pay you $5 because that's what your labor is worth.
Yes.
Well, we'd be violating several laws because, you know, like he's not old enough to legally work. I'm not paying him the right amount of money. Well, I don't have farm work. But anyway,
farm work.
Anyway, you know, like I'm not paying him the minimum wage that some bureaucrat decided should be paid.
Yes.
So, all right, we're saying you have to pay at least $7.25. There are people saying that should be $15 per hour, which means that everybody making less than $15 an hour either now gets a pay raise to $15, or some businessman does a cost analysis in his head of, all right, how many people do I actually need to be hiring to get this job done? Because I now have to give everybody pay raises. Yep, I think I can do this with two fewer people.
Well, you know, then that may very well happen. You know, so it has to be cut somewhere. The money has to come from somewhere when you raise the cost of personnel. It has to either come out of quality. The business has to go under. You know,
prices
have
rise.
Prices have to rise. Employees have to be cut. It's got to come from somewhere, and it doesn't come from magic. When you talk to somebody who wants to raise the minimum wage, they just throw a bunch of crap out there at the same time.
A lot of these people are really, really convinced that in the back room of every business, no matter its size, there's like this weird Scrooge McDuck room that's just full of piles of gold and cash, and that's not a realistic picture of almost any company.
Yeah, they pretty much don't understand economics.
Here's an idea, and I've actually thrown this out to people that suggest, oh, we need to raise the minimum wage to this. All right, how about $100 an hour? And then nobody needs to work 40 hours a week because, you know, they're making $100 an hour. They can work for like a day each week and wind up getting by, and they're like, well, that wouldn't work because then all the prices would wind up going up. So why are you suggesting right now doubling everybody's, you know?
Because we need more money to pay for the things we want. But the problem is that minimum wage isn't intended to be a living wage.
Correct.
I know that FDR said that it was, but FDR didn't understand economics either. If you don't have the minimum wage, like, young people have to enter at a certain rate. I started working at 12 years old, started getting paid cash at 15. Should I have been getting a living wage at 15 years old, riding my bicycle to a comic book store and having and living at my mother's house? Does that make any sense to any living person listening to me?
And
it's stupid.
You know what else doesn't make sense? The weird thing that people throw out of, nobody on minimum wage can afford a two-bedroom house.
Why you need a two-bedroom house if you're in minimum wage, so you shouldn't probably be having kids.
Right.
So there was an economic downturn recently, and it's very, very true that many people who were making more or should have been making more or whatever ended up getting pushed down to minimum wage. But what that also did, and this is really important, is the minimum wage created a floor that prevented young people from getting into the marketplace when they normally would.
Correct.
So right now, we have a problem with Generation Z, in many cases, has never had a job.
Right.
People who are 22 years old coming into the marketplace trying to figure out the things that I figured out at 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 working at that magazine store, getting paid in first in comic books and then at $3.35 an hour, which was what the minimum wage was at the time. I don't know what it is now, but I knew what it was then because that's when I was getting paid minimum wage. The minimum wage has these consequences that people refuse to look at over time. And the one thing that they always seem to run to is that, look, if we don't raise the minimum wage, at some point there's going to be a peasant uprising, and we're going to kill all of you.
Well, and something else that they'll wind up pointing to is an increase in the minimum wage affects 50% of the workforce. They choose their words carefully because what they want people to think is half of the workforce makes minimum wage. No, a very small percentage of the workforce makes minimum wage. The vast majority of the people that make minimum wage are working a part-time job, either because they're a student or it's a second income for a household. Now, the largest majority of people that wind up being affected by an increase in the minimum wage are union workers who have their salary or their base pay rate tied to minimum wage.
Yes.
So it's a factual statement to say 50% of the workforce will be affected by an increase because the largest chunk of that, their pay rate is X over minimum wage.
4 to 10% of that workforce will lose their job because of minimum wage. And that's what this study out of Harvard has shown. And it's called shocking. I'm not shocked.
And that's just at restaurants.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Feel free to call in and comment. We're talking about the minimum wage here. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I think one thing that's worth mentioning about the minimum wage is that I've seen this Facebook meme, and I looked at it and did the calculations at one point. It had five silver quarters, and it said that the, in 1965, when the quarter was still made of silver, the minimum wage was $1.25, and that these five silver quarters are currently worth $15. It's not the minimum wage, it's the money.
Yes.
And it points out that deflationary currency,
inflationary currency.
Well, inflationary currency steals money from the lowest people on the economic ladder. A deflationary currency, like silver, manages to... You hold its value, and then you can keep it and keep your money. Well, that's true with Bitcoin, too. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe, and if you're looking to buying Bitcoin, you can do it there. If you want to speak your mind on to other Bitcoin users, their forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the folks at Bitcoin.com and their team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into the Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com and learn more at bitcoin.com. It's bitcoin.com. Let's go to Greg, calling in from Brooklyn. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello,
check, check.
Yes. I kind of wanted to chime in on the minimum wage issue. I don't know if you'd be surprised, but I actually oppose minimum wage. I figured out a name for myself, and that would be a demand-side libertarian.
Demand-side libertarian, all right.
What does that mean?
Well, here's the distinction. Supply-side libertarians are very much concerned about taxation of basically people's capital, people's money. And they consider it theft, they consider it violence, and guns.
Yep, stealing things from people is theft.
Let him go ahead.
Sure.
Greg, I think, made the most prescient point I've ever heard and has changed my dialogue here on the air. I think that he should be listened to, and I want to say the point. So Greg pointed out to me, private property is violence. You can't have property without defending it. And that means that when you declare something as yours, you're declaring to other people that you will use violence to keep that thing.
Well, I don't think that's... I understand the points there, but there are plenty of people who maintain ownership in things that have explicitly stated their intent to not use violence for things under a certain value level.
Sure. I do it, too. If a burglar came in my house and wanted to take my television set or whatever, then I probably wouldn't shoot him dead. However, if his designs were on my wife or child, then he probably would be dead. Right? Like, I've got a threshold. Agreed? Go ahead, Greg.
Yep. No, I really appreciate that. I think I feel really good that, all these calls into the show that I've changed someone's mind on something. And certainly my mind has been changed very much. I listened to Mr. Friedman when I was basically a left liberal, and he opened my eyes to a lot of other types of thinking, which are called usually consequentialist libertarian thinking. I wish there were more consequentialists like him, because I definitely am swayed by outcomes and, facts. And that a lot of libertarians today are more kind of what's called deontological.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would consider myself a consequentialist. It's just that I believe that people, that I don't have the right to tell other people that they can try whatever it is they want to try on their property. So if you want to try your own little micronation where they've got no laws and everybody runs around with no shirt on and smokes pot, feel free. Just don't expect me to visit.
Exactly. So I support libertarian positions insofar as they lead to better outcomes for people. If they don't, well, then I would say whatever thing would lead to better outcomes, that is what we should do. By the way, just as an aside, do you guys know anyone other than Milton Friedman these days? I think there was Thomas Sowell, but he's really old. Are there any people today that you would count as consequentialist libertarians?
I'd have to do the research on that one. But
that's not really a term that I think about or throw around.
The practical libertarians, the one that's the ones that sort of try to predict the future as to what happens, look at the consequences of whatever the idea is, and then go from there. Whereas the deontological is ontological means being. So you know the idea there is more of a moral stand, if that makes sense.
Okay, still, consequentialist is not a term that I think about, so it's not a term that I have ever thought to apply to anyone.
Thanks for the question, Greg. I'll take a look.
Okay, sure. So let me get back to, demand-side libertarian is something that I came up with. This term, I think, is very useful. Whereas most anarcho-capitalist libertarians in America, they care about the supply side, the guy's tax. Men with guns come and they take his property and they basically are committing theft against him, committing violence.
They're demanding that people do something.
Right. So I am concerned more with the millions of people, sort of the much larger group that is the demand side. They're the people that may not have a job, let's say, but they still have needs. They still need to eat. They still need a roof over their head and so forth. And for every complaint that a libertarian would have, that, let's say, someone's income is being taxed or someone's wealth is being taxed or someone's men with guns are coming, I could say an equivalent thing, that men with guns are coming to evict the person with no money from their apartment and throw them out on the street. So, in fact, if you start looking at it, both sides of the spectrum are experiencing similar things, and it's sort of a tug of war.
One of those scenarios that you pointed out is aggressive force, and the other is arguably defensive force.
Well, was it Daryl who just said that I changed his mind in terms of property needs
Mark.
To be
the reasonable one.
Okay.
one that calls himself the king of the entire universe or
intergalactic ruler of all I survey.
Yeah, that thing.
You know, people get their heads chopped off of that kind of crap.
The crazy guy that thinks that he's some sort of monarch.
Go ahead, Greg.
Someone buy this guy a blindfold, quick.
I want to hear more about the supply side libertarian. I'm sure you've put some time and energy into thinking about it, and I don't want to dismiss it out of hand. What I would say is that, ultimately, if we don't have losers in the economy, how are we going to incentivize people to win? So, when it came to running in PE in seventh grade, Coach Visser was a battle axe, right? Like that guy's, you're gonna get your butts over the rock, right? Like he's yelling and you didn't want to be the last person in line because the last person in line, crossing the finish line had to do extra special bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And, should society not, at the very least, have people, I'm not talking about poor people, people with no legs, people who are very, very ill or anything like that, but people who are, able-bodied generally that choose not to work, should they not have to reap the consequences of their actions so that at the very least others can look at them as a bad example? Please hold the line, Greg.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about anything you want. We've been talking about minimum wage here on Free Talk Live, but Greg called in, wants to talk about supply side libertarianism. Demand side. Obviously, supply side is what I'm familiar with Art Laufer, the Laufer Curve, supply side economics, and then trying to get this idea in my head, and so I made a boo-boo there. Excuse me. My Pillow. I will not make a mistake this evening upon laying my head upon my pillow. This is the best pillow I've ever used. Daryl, you got one, right?
Yes. You even took your pillow on your boat, right?
That's right. And we decided we liked it so much that my in-laws, we got them my pillow for Christmas. My mother got one. These are great.
Jazzy the studio dog
has a my pillow. Yeah. These are awesome. Now, the first reason is that it holds your neck and head in the right position. If you're sleeping on some kind of down pillow like I did for years, or one of those old lumpy things you get from like Target or Walmart or something like that, you definitely need something better. Because one of the reasons you have headaches, one of the reasons you're sleepy during the day, is you're not getting the right sleep. So my pillow will solve a lot of your sleeping problems. Secondly, maybe you have a good pillow, and it holds your head and neck in the right position. It's quite possible.
But it gets dirty.
It gets dirty. It's really, really dirty. When's the last time this thing got washed? I mean, you wash your sheets every week. How often do you wash your pillow?
Never, because if you throw a normal pillow in the washer and dryer, it turns into kindling.
Yes. Or, you know, I mean, it's made of something synthetic and bursts into flames or whatever it is under the dryer. So that's the reason MyPillow is MyPillow, best pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use coupon code FTL. That's MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. You'll get 2-for-1 or 50% off, depending on the situation.
30% off for the pet pillows.
That's right, pet pillows, too. Your pet deserves it. Go to Greg, back to Greg, calling in Brooklyn. Greg, what I had asked you, if I recall, was essentially, do we not need, does society not need some kind of... to make examples of some people who choose essentially not to work.
Right. The concept that's often referred to as market discipline.
Okay, market discipline. That's great. Yeah, I like that term. I've heard it before once, I think.
Yeah, market discipline. It's really important. What struck me is that for every statement like that, there's an equal and opposite statement in the demand side libertarianism. Which animates left liberals. So let me explain.
Yes.
When I say, well, you know, before Social Security, these rich people could have, donated to charity and helped all these, elderly, but instead, they were forced into poor houses and they died, et cetera. You can see that right now happening in China. Okay. So I would say, shouldn't there be a mechanism by which people who don't, give enough charity pay a price? Because I can't trust the rich people to give charity. What if they decide to spend it instead on gold toilets or whatever they want to do?
Okay, sure. So China is probably not a real good example of a free market. So it's not just charity. There are very few people who actually need charity if you quit taxing them and let them work and make them work.
Well, he was referring to old people, and one could get old enough not to work.
Right. But so for those people, most people are able to save, or at least they would be if you'd quit stealing half, not you, but if the states would quit stealing half their income to save, and without inflationary currency, to save until their old age. So this becomes a non-problem when you take the state away.
The Social Security wound up being implemented, there were a lot of fraternal organizations that would already help people.
Right. And my point was simply this. Some people don't trust rich people to help enough that the elderly will be okay, let's say. So the same way, take that same sentiment and you could say, well, I do trust people. I think Ian usually says, like, I trust people to be good, and I believe in the basic goodness of mankind. Let people just do what they need to do, and everything will work out. The same, but notice, when you talk about the poor people, the people that don't have the money to pay rent or live paycheck to paycheck and need to feed their family, then you say, well, there has to be a coach, someone to whip them into shape so that they will be productive members of society. Otherwise, who knows? Maybe they will just sit and write books.
I agreed. So I think that we're getting that more and more, Greg. I'd say that it's probably not at its peak, but there are plenty of people out there that shake their fists at the idea of corporations and rich people, and they've done this for a very long time. Now with the Internet, the ability to shame very rich people into donating their fortunes, or at least a good portion of their fortunes, as many have done. I believe Gates and whatever the guy is, Berkshire Hathaway. I forget their names.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Buffett.
Buffett.
Warren, not Jimmy.
Yeah, Warren Buffett. And
Jimmy's the good one.
I'm sure there's a variety of other billionaires out there. My list of billionaires is a little abbreviated.
None of them are Batman.
Yeah, none of those bastards are Batman. And,
oh, man.
Right?
How do you know?
Well, because Batman's not running around doing anything. So, yeah, I mean, I think that we're getting better at sort of sending feedback to billionaires that solid gold toilets and a mansion on the breakers or whatever isn't that great. But I would would like to give a little credit to Carnegie and Mellon and the billionaires that came before with all their endowments. I mean, NPR practically exists for these organizations. Many philanthropic organizations exist from these endowments the billionaires left previously. So, if we're just talking about taxing billionaires, that's fine. I frankly don't pay income tax. I file income tax, but we haven't paid in a long time because we intentionally keep our income down. You can use the structure of Free Talk Live and the Shire Free Church in order to take the money, reinvest it in more reach and that sort of thing. So, we really are talking about people on a higher pay grade than me, and I'm just saying that maybe with increased and better communication, we will get that feedback mechanism for the rich that you're looking for.
And if you don't trust people, which I absolutely do not, why are they suddenly trustworthy once you hand them a military and a police force, so now on top of their own money, they have a government that they can control? Because it's not poor people controlling the government.
Exactly. I agree with you, and that's why I'm a libertarian.
Right, so the alternative to letting people keep their own stuff is to imbue someone with power to take it from them.
No, what I'm saying is, for everything that you say, that we should trust, let's say, rich people to get...
I don't say we should trust anybody. You should not trust a single human.
Before you. Right. I'm responding to the previous thing first. If you're going to trust... or if you're going to give props to Carnegie, for example, which I do, for his philanthropy, I am going to give props to J.K. Rowling, who was on welfare and created the Harry Potter industry, which is billions of dollars, or Jan Koum, who was a immigrant from Ukraine and his family was on welfare and created WhatsApp. So, of course, there are going to be individual people that the investment pays off, that you trust, you give them that income, that welfare, and they wind up doing something that would have been way better than had they worked at McDonald's or whatever it is that they would do normally.
Agreed.
So it goes both ways.
If somebody goes and works at McDonald's, I consider that to be honorable labor. I consider labor to be honorable. I would never in my wildest dreams consider treating somebody lesser because of the job that they choose to do. All jobs are honorable to my mind. I would say
some
are probably a bit more honorable than others, but nonetheless, getting up and going to work every day to care for your family, I consider that could be
working at
laudable.
Dairy Queen and being able to make a proper blizzard much more honorable than not being able to make a blizzard that you serve to the customer upside down.
Or working at the DMV.
Yes.
Or working at Blizzard and making Warcraft, which is an innate... I wish they would make one for the iPhone.
I don't know what working at Blizzard means.
Greg, I want to hear more about it, but I've got to take other calls, and I really do appreciate it. I like your calls. Thank you so much. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
The final segment of Free Talk Live. And I want to remind you before we get into the calls here that if you like Free Talk Live, if you like what we do, you know, if you think that the idea of spreading the ideas of liberty is important and that Free Talk Live is unmatched in the way we go about doing that, then consider $5 a month to support us. Now, that support doesn't go to paychecks or anything like that, certainly not mine. And the idea is that we simply use the money to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So, obviously, somebody's getting a paycheck for that, but it's not me. We have to use services, we hire people, that sort of thing. And we use that money to reach more people. Your $5 can help us reach more people through Google AdWords or whatever. It makes a difference. Every donation through amp.freetalklive.com makes a difference, and you can go and help us spread the ideas of liberty a little farther, a little wider, perhaps get on some more radio stations. It's the amplifiers that have allowed us to do that. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So our city announced that...
Who's our city?
Albuquerque. So 57 city buildings will implement solar power in within 2.5 years.
Sounds like a no-brainer in New Mexico, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, but it's a big deal because I think they're trying to shoot to make 25% of all city buildings into solar power.
Uh-huh.
So it's a strive towards something that nobody thought about.
Nobody thought of solar power?
It was thought about, but it's never being pushed, I mean, to city buildings.
Yeah, it seems strange. I mean, at this point, solar power is getting into the realm of viability, from what I can tell. Certainly, I can tell you. I can tell you I lived on a catamaran for many weeks, and we managed to make it through with solar power. It's certainly possible to do it. So solar power works. It oftentimes requires a bit of a change in the way we use energy, but by that I mean stop wasting it.
Well, the thing is, $51 million of city bonds will be towards this project, but we're actually getting 3% interest from the federal government. They're going to pay the interest to help us out from the green energy bill.
It's not us.
What?
It's not us.
Well, it's,
it's not you.
Government.
You're not going to get anything out of it, Sarah. The government workers are going to get things out of it.
I don't know, but it's supposed to help it. We don't have to pay the interest. It's supposed to help. That's the reason that why they're doing that. It's an incentive to, put solar panels.
But now, the reason why they're doing it is they've got some extra money lying around, and they probably have, a friend or a neighbor or a close cousin that has a solar power company. And again, they're getting this money from the feds. And if we don't wind up getting these solar panels, then we won't get this money from the feds. So they'll do it simply because they're getting this quote unquote free money. It's not that they need anything. We covered a story a couple months ago about this town in Washington, Port Angeles, where they spent a bunch of money building these wind turbines that they've not even turned on. And once they turn them on, they're expected to generate, get ready for this, a whole 25 cents per month of excess energy.
Well, how the hell do they screw
right,
that up?
But, I mean, to be fair, I think Arizona is a much better place for solar panels than maybe Washington State is for wind turbines.
Yeah, I mean, I've had these alternative energy consultants come in and say that wind is almost universally disappointing. That I think that solar panels are getting into the realm of viability. But I will give you this, Daryl. If anybody can mess it up, it's the government.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, it is.
But you know something? It's still a progress since we just had our Earth Day, and the scientists are having protests all around the world, England, Australia, and of course. So it's a huge progress that there's was available, but now our Albuquerque is really stepping up to it, and making all the city buildings, solar power. But I just want to add that, President Trump, he's going to dump more money into war. I mean, he already bought the 8 airplanes, $80 million apiece.
Would it make you feel better if those bombers were solar powered?
Well, the thing is, he's going to dump more money.
I don't feel like that's fair. If my options are, you're going to steal money from me to make solar panels, or you're going to steal money from me to bomb people, go ahead and make solar panels.
Yeah, I'm with that.
These are not mutually exclusive options because governments are doing both of them at the same time.
And they're printing money to do it, so they don't need to steal your money to do it. Your money's being used to pay the debt on the Spanish-American War. I mean, they're so far back. Yeah, Sarah, I tend to agree that that solar is the wave of the future in the area of energy production. You would think that would be happening in Albuquerque. I do shudder to think how badly the government will mess it up, but you can keep us abreast of it. Thanks so much for the call. 855-450-FREE. Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk.
Yeah, we are on a better connection now, right?
It's better, yeah.
Good evening. Good evening to you, Mark. Good evening to, Wolfman, and good evening to Melanie, especially Melanie, because now it comes to my mind now, because I listened to radio back in the days. There was a woman, a black woman, who comes on the radio on WLIV. I feel WLIV is Radio Ghetto. Okay. They call it, the format of their station is an urban format. That's a nice, polite way of saying, black-oriented. Okay. This lady was a heavy-set lady who comes on the radio and brings up the issue of race all the time. The gripes.
Was her name Ralphina?
What?
I said, was her name Ralphina? Because you call into this show to bring up the issue of race all the time. And now you're complaining about somebody calling a local radio station to bring up the issue of race.
No, this one actually comes on the radio.
You're actually on the radio right now.
Like Melanie is doing the show, doing the program.
Okay.
Now, but
she was the host.
What is like this woman, like Melanie? What are the comparisons between this woman and Melanie besides two X chromosomes?
Except for the fact that Melanie doesn't self-identify as black. You know, your twist lead was black. And obese, or a heavy set. That's a politically correct terminology to describe people nowadays. Now, but regarding the situation in Fresno, California, nobody is fooling me to not look at that situation.
What is the situation in Fresno, California?
The cops are shooting a whole lot of people in Fresno, California.
What does that have to do with somebody in...
Never mind.
Let him
please move on to the next topic instead of trying to figure out what's the difference between the fat black lady on the radio and Melanie.
You know, that is a case of racial terrorism, indeed. I mean, we all...
I'm just trying to figure out why the hell he even brought the first thing up in the first place, if that's not what he wanted to talk about.
He was especially delighted about talking to Melanie because of this woman that was on the radio.
Ralph.
Fresno.
You know, that whole thing in Fresno, that's a case of racial terrorism. We all remember about what happened to those five police officers in Dallas, Texas. Isn't it pretty similar? Or you can draw the parallel, or you can make the analogy between what happened there and what happened in Fresno. And by the way, is there a connection between black bigotry and radical Islam? Because it's kind of odd to think that at the same time, you know, the things happened there in Fresno.
I'm dizzy.
Something happened in France, in Paris, France. The Trump
Is it black people's
situation.
Fault?
I believe he was black, too. I believe the terrorism
in France.
There was an election in France over the weekend. Is that what you're talking about?
Pretty sure neither one of them
was. No. There was a terrorist attack also.
At one point, there has been a terrorist attack in France. That's true. There's been more than one.
There's more than one. Exactly. Now let's go on to the idea of post-racial, you know.
Post-racial.
You've got 20 seconds.
I'd love to get some post-racial phone calls out of you, Ralph.
You know.
You've got 15 seconds.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I got the laugh out of him. You gave him 15 seconds. I'm not giving it to him.
I was just hoping that he would have a thought that made sense.
None of them did. It's pretty, I don't know. Free Talk Live. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Nothing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.